Just a quick disclaimer, this set of guides is designed to be fairly general and may not include some specifics I've decided were beneath notice or not worth mentioning. This guide will be for the Underwater Ruins, which is located on the eastern side of the northern continent, just east of the Emerald City. I recommend this area to individuals with 110 or more total levels, as there are some pretty difficult challenges and the area can be very aggressive. To prepare for this area, you will want to bring some decent safe poison gear and safe breath gear. Safe cold is worth consideration as well. Magic resistance and spell resistance should definitely be considered for some parts of this area as well. Some form of the spell water breathing is absolutely necessary for the first couple portions of this area, and it's also worth noting that a lot of portions of this area are unable to be solaced. After proceeding down under the Great and Dragon Elves, you will find yourself in some watery tunnels infested with some fairly annoying critters. I recommend sneaking or retreating past the majority of these. A couple of them are undead, so having Deathwalker or Turn up is worth consideration as well. The most annoying of the monsters in this first part is the Spiked Fish, who will cast Noxious Cloud and poison you. After a bit of exploration, you'll find your path blocked by a Praying Mantis. Kill the Praying Mantis and his dragon eel friend, and proceed on down. From here, you can check the various hallways until you find the Water Weaver. Throw up slow poison and a little bit of breath save, and do what you can to deal with the Water Weaver. Be wary, as he can put out some pretty sudden damage, but he doesn't regen too fast, so it's not a big deal. Dispatch this creature and dive down a bit, and you'll find your way blocked by yet another guard, a giant Naga. As with most Nagas, he'll try to poison you and otherwise cast annoying spells. Stomp him, and you'll be able to proceed onward. In the second part of the area, you will see scum and various Varkin patrolling around, as well as another couple ocean-dwelling critters like hammerfish, aboleths, and water Naga. The lesser aboleths you'll find just wandering around don't tend to be too much of a problem. Heading straight into your first pair of Varkin guards, you have a couple of options after you dispatch them. Northeast and northwest are the most expansive exits from these guards, while north will dead-end relatively quickly, but is worth taking a look. The large cavern northeast houses the Hydreigon. The Hydreigon can be a bit of a fight, so don't go up here unless you're feeling confident. Otherwise, you can just go northwest of those Varkin guards, and you'll be on your way to the Aboleth Castle and the dry area beneath. Heading up this way, you'll run into a Drow Priestess and her greater Aboleth friend. These creatures guard the exits east and north, while the exit west is left unguarded. You will find the Underdweller down in that direction. Killing the Underdweller will yield access to the same area of tunnels as killing the Drow Priestess and going north. In the interest of exploring fully, kill the Drow Priestess, who does not do a lot of damage once her greater Aboleth is taken care of, and proceed east. The east tunnel contains some stuff I won't be discussing, but, as with the north exit from before, ends fairly quickly and is worth taking a look. Whether you killed the Underdweller or the Drow Priestess to get here, the next area is very dangerous. Aboleths, Sudoths, and Scum, as well as Flesh Rippers and Varkin Hunters, patrol this area in large groups. They are very dangerous, and I advise using extreme caution and a pinch of valor or overconfidence when exploring this area. It's worth noting that Soulless does not work in the majority of this area, so don't expect any safe areas like you could find behind the rubble on the way here. While one or two do exist, getting to and from them is very dangerous in and of itself. Exploring this area, you will find that you may either progress up into the castle or down into the depths. Either way you go, you'll find your progress blocked by a greater Aboleth, which you may remember fondly from your fight with the Drow Priestess earlier. This time, however, they have a couple of Flesh Rippers helping them guard. Taking out the Aboleth guard up in the castle will lend you access to the Aboleth Ruler's Chamber. The chamber is fairly small and has a couple of patrols wandering around, as well as some elite Varkin hunters. Watch out for their leaps. You'll find the Aboleth Ruler and his two guards in the southern portion of this chamber, guarding the exit east where the Aboleth Ruler's private chambers are. If you opted not to explore the Aboleth Castle, and instead killed the guard above the Debs, you'll find yourself quickly confronted with some cloakers. It's advisable to put up Sense Life and cast Dexterity and Charisma before proceeding, as there are a couple of stabbers between you and the dry area. Fighting your way down past a bunch of swarms of aggressive monsters and a couple stabbers, you will find the entrance to some ruins. These ruins have air, and you will no longer require water breath past this point. Once in the dry area, you'll be blocked by a couple of guards. Dispatch these guards, and you'll be on the first of four levels of these dry ruins. The first level contains a priest to the west, who casts a number of annoying things, including lethargy and feeble, a cleric to the south, who is much the same as the priest to the west, a necromancer to the east, who casts rotting sphere and has a skeleton companion who will cast lightning bolt at you, and a wizard to the north, who casts a variety of things, including a very high-leveled spell, and is accompanied by an assassin imp who can hit pretty hard. This combination can pretty much be the death of you if you're not ready for that dispel. I usually wear magic resistance for all of these fights except the necromancer, for whom I put up poison and zap saves. All four of these creatures can load exceptional gear, so they are worth killing in my opinion. There is a safe area to the southeast in this area behind some rubble. Once you're ready to proceed on, go to the northeast and find the stairs, which will be just south of the Crystal Guardian. Proceeding down, you will find your path blocked by a serpent. The serpent casts Noxious Cloud, and good poison saves are very helpful for fighting him. Past the serpent is an area much similar to that found on the first level, but I don't recommend staying here quite as long, since it's much more dangerous and not nearly as worthwhile. Proceed northwest immediately, and you will find an ancient mimic shaped like a wall. Kill this mimic, and you'll be free to go down the stairs to the third level. The third level is inhabited by a priestess and statues resembling various elements. Killing the priestess is worthwhile, so I recommend you do this first. She casts Flame Strike in the same annoying lethargy and feeble combo that you saw from the cleric and the priest earlier. After she's out of the way, you're free to take on the statues one at a time until you have all eight of their keys and can unlock the stairs down from the priestess. Each of the statues presents its own challenge, and they're pretty varied. Your build will determine which one gives you the most trouble, but expect at least a couple of them to be annoying. Once you go down the stairs to the fourth and last level, you'll almost be done. Killing the bone fire is a simple matter of good fire resist. Proceeding past him, you'll fight the ethereal dragon, where breath saves are absolutely important. And from here, you're on your own. Good luck!